the day we got born again, we were born into the promised land. You live based on what God has said. You carry it in your spirit. If He has said it, it's true. Your joy, your fulfillment, your mood is independent on happiness. So we don't live based on happiness. We live based on God's will. We live from the inside. Let your heart be established in grace. You are a mobile temple. Prayer is allowed anywhere, anytime. Sito keto, monti kate, rito kopoto keta, sudeke ponde kidede. Christianity is a display of divine as two men on earth. You see, when spiritual hunger gains the ascendancy, gains the dominance over your mind, you don't even see anything as sacrifice.
So as you grow spiritually, you generate a potential difference. And that potential difference will bring to you the monies you need, it will bring to you the people you need, it will bring to you the necessary materials you need to fulfill your God-given calling on the earth.
In Jesus' mighty name and God, who was it, amen. I wanted to give the Lord the loudest shout of praise. Hallelujah, you can. Amen. Welcome your neighbors on your left and on your right and tell them the rain is falling on you already. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. It's a special Sunday and something special will happen to you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Any hours of this morning, I heard in my heart new possibilities. New possibilities. New possibilities. You know what the Spirit of God talks like that? He means, He's saying there's an upgrade. Amen. He's saying the limitations are off. He's saying you can go beyond the previous boundaries. Amen. You know what the Spirit of God talks like that? He really has something very great in mind. Glory to God forevermore. Hallelujah. There's an upgrade for us. I said there's an upgrade for us. You know, the Lord told Jacob, He says, every word I've spoken concerning you, they will hang around you until they are fulfilled. Meaning the words you have been receiving and the ones that are coming today, they are not for nothing. They are hanging over you unto the fine, speedy fulfillment. Clear the Spirit of God. Glory to God. If you have forgotten some of the words spoken over you, go and dust your books and start reading them out again. Why? Seasons of upgrade. Prophetic upgrades. Hallelujah. I had a very strange vision last night. Very strange vision. Glory to God. I don't think I'd had that kind of vision before. I've had encounters with fathers of faith. But this one was strange, and I want to share with you so that you can have understanding. You can understand what I meant by upgrade and a new season. Glory to God. I got a text message from a very, very, one of the top fathers of faith in this country. Amen. In the vision now. And the message was like, okay, I heard about what you're doing. Come and tell your story in our church. Amazing. If I tell you this person, this place will explode. Amen. Hold on. That's the way I'm even going. Amazing. What? And then I got there in Lagos. And, he said, yeah, I see what you're doing. I've seen your church. They are full of governors, senators. That was his word. Hold on. The first word you mentioned was governors. Oh, he said they are full of governors, senators, top business people and professionals. Yeah, I checked out what you're doing. So in my heart, I think I even said it first. I said, yeah, I pastor very young people. We are getting there, sir. But something in my heart, in the vision, told me that, don't you know he's prophesying? Because it didn't add up. Because I was thinking about the current congregation. He says, yeah, I've checked about your work. He said it was as though you selected members of your church. I tell you the truth, I lie not. So, and initially I couldn't reconcile what he was saying. I said, okay, is it me he's talking about? And what's your thing? But I knew in my heart that he was speaking by the Spirit. That I pastor governors, senators, top business people, top professionals. Amazing. Amazing. There's a shift for us. When I woke up out of the vision, the Spirit of God started talking to me. He said, is this not what you've been praying for? Touching. I don't know how many of you believe what I'm telling you. I don't lie because I'm not a minister who is under pressure to please anybody. I'm telling you what I saw. How could a father of faith in this country say, I pastor governors, senators, top business people, top professionals? Because that is God talking. And that was the Lord using his face, the angel of the Lord using his face to communicate a reality to us. And I see men and women rising in this place. Men of young age, men of little age, rising to do great and mighty things. The Bible says, it's not by power, it's not by mind, but by my spirit saith the Lord. By my spirit saith the Lord. It's going to be by the Spirit. You will be enthroned upon that throne by the Spirit. You will be installed in that place by the Spirit. Your hand will lay hold of that thing by the Spirit. Suddenly men will come together. They will be the ones having meeting on your behalf. And insisting that you are the next person. And insisting that you deserve that place. And insisting that that thing belongs to you. In the name of Jesus. Yes, we are carefully selected by the Spirit. Listen, because nobody hears the things you are hearing and remain normal. No. You heard what the Lord told Jacob. He said, these words will hang around you until they are fulfilled. So as you hear us prophesying that nobles and governors are rising from our midst, know that those words will hang around you until they find fulfillment. It doesn't matter where you are coming from. I told you about the story of Isaac. Sorry, the story of Jacob. You know, sometimes when you read so fast through scriptures, you may not understand the import of what it's saying until you consider it. And I told you that one of the ways wisdom comes to us is when you pause and consider. Either the things that are happening around you or the things you see in scriptures. Do you know that the man Jacob, you could call him a very useless man? Are you aware? Go and read the scriptures. We're told that what transpired, if you add the age, the different parts of scriptures together, what transpired at him receiving the blessing, going to Laban's house to work for 14 years for a wife, happened in his 70s. I mean, this guy was just in his, if you saw the conversation between him and his mother, you know, he's just a mommy's boy. No future ambition, like they would say in high school. But you see, there's something about this thing upon you. You know, sometimes we think that we are the ones who have grip on God. I've told you before, God's grip on us is so strong. That means these words, even when you decide to be useless, it will corner you. You are foolishly saying amen, amen. And some people think you are foolish. The word will pursue you. Aye, 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 aye. Until you see, by the spirit of the word that have been spoken, that word will begin to guide you in the path of destiny. That word will begin to guide you in the way that you should go. Do you know that Jacob wasn't planning to cook the venison for his father to receive the blessing? It wasn't part of his plan. His mama had to remind him that, look, your father has called for this. He's about to bless your brother. Do this, do this, do this. And he went there and received the blessings. And had to run away with nothing. And when you run away, listen, someone who had a drive to succeed won't sit down farming for 14 years. And after doing that, won't sit down and his wage will be revealed 10 times. No. Who does that? Which smart will you do that? A family man. To show you that he wasn't really serious about this thing. But brothers and sisters, not when the hand of the Lord is upon you. Not when these words are hovering over you. I speak to someone this morning. You will surprise those who thought they knew you. These are not my words I'm speaking of. I'm speaking the words of God. I know where I'm coming from. And I know what I've seen. You will surprise many that thought they knew you. You will surprise many who thought they knew you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Tell your neighbor, give me a little time. Tell neighbor, give me a little time. You will not recognize me. Hallelujah. Shagabalakabo soshotokepa. But it's not long enough, see the Spirit of God. It's not long enough, see the Spirit of God. It's not long enough, see the Spirit of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Right where you are sitting, could you lift your two hands? We worship you. Hosanna. Hosanna. Hosanna in the part of the service, just honor him and adore him. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. I lift my hands to the grave. Who was and who is.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's someone here with an allergic condition. I'm seeing a skin allergy. The Lord is touching you right now. You are healed. Who is the person? An allergy. I'm seeing an allergy. An allergy that someone affects the skin. The Lord is touching wherever you are right now. In the name of the Lord Jesus. As usual, you can just run out. I'm seeing an allergy. I don't know what it is. Getting healed. It's periodical. You can stand. Just lift your two hands. Father, in the name of Jesus, no more. No more. It ceases from today. That thing is burning up and never return. It's burning up and will never return. In the name of Jesus. Just a keyboard, just play gently, play softly. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we adore you. We give you praise. Glory to God. I didn't plan for the service to go like this. Amen. Lord knows what is doing. Reduce the volume. Stop playing. Just play with this volume. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. You may be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 8:32. Wrap up our teachings very quickly. I will pray. And we go. Glory to God. Well, things are already happening. There's a lady, you have pains on your knees. Pains on your knees. Recurrent pains on your knees. Check them. They are gone in the name of Jesus. They are gone in the name of Jesus. Check them. You could just wave. Check them. Check the pains. Check. Check. Check the pains. Someone with pains on the knee. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You know, we can gather like this and worship and pray and praise and minister because Jesus died. Amen. He died. He was raised from the dead. He ascended into heaven in glory. So see at the scripture. Is it great? Is the mystery of godliness. That God was seen in the flesh, amen. Justified in the spirit. That God was made manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit. Seen of angels. Rose from the dead. Preached to Gentiles. Was raised and then ascended into heaven. That is why we're here. You know, I feel so much of the weight of the anointing on me. I'm hoping you are open to receive. You know, there are seasons where you are not just praying. Your disposition in the spirit is to receive. You just receive. You just receive by shouting, by dancing, by saying amen. Your disposition is to receive. And such on that such special atmosphere, we just receive. I believe strongly in my heart that this is one of those days. I know that anointing. I know that anointing that flips people over to heights unimaginable. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. go back to that Romans 8 very quickly. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us how many things? All things. We've spent 4 weeks, I believe, talking about this. Arise and gather, for the price has been paid. We said very serious things, and I trust that if you missed any of the services where we talked about this, you should get the materials from the media people and listen to them. Hallelujah. We stretched it and we got to last week and we started talking about the words of your mouth, the pictures in your heart, the words of your mouth as a tool or as one of the systems through which we gather the harvest. We gather the spoils of redemption, everything that Christ has died. Amen. There's always the legal side of redemption and there's always the vital side of redemption. Meaning everything that Jesus has done for us has a legal side and has an organic side. And that means there is what is already established. God knows. Satan knows. But for it to be real, for it to become your present our reality, there are things you must know. And there are things you have to do. Hallelujah. And it's with that understanding we started talking about how to gather. The first thing we said was the communion table. The second thing was your words and the pictures in your hearts. And we stopped at your words on Sunday. Glory to God. I said glory to God. And we said we gather how? We take how? By saying. Remember saying that? That we take by saying. We take by saying. The provisions are available, but you have to say something. And I gave you three categories or three levels, three dimensions to what we say. I said affirmations, confessions, and prophecy. Glory to God forevermore. Affirmations, confessions, and prophecy. Okay, and we said when you get to the realm of prophecy, you're unstoppable. Completely unstoppable. Why? You are speaking words that are wrapped with omnipotence. Words that are wrapped with the power of God. Words that must produce results. Words coming straight out of heaven. Words that must command the same result as though God is talking. Wrapped with omnipotence. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. No man ever got better than the quality of his words. And that's at the level of affirmation and confession. Important. When we talk about the quality of a man's word, aligning your conversation to the word of God, we know what you're saying. No man ever got better than the quality of his words. No man. The Bible says, with our words, we are justified. With our words, we are condemned. Men rise and fall to the level of their confession, to the quality of their words. This is so important. In Joshua 1:8, when God was giving Joshua the recipe for success, remember what he said, this book of the law shall not depart from where? Out of your mouth. You know, if you're thinking naturally, you say your heart. This book of the law shall not depart out of your heart. Just believe it in your heart. But God took it beyond there. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth. Out of your mouth. At the end, he says, for then, you know, it's a progression. If it's in your mouth, it's going to have an impact in your heart. You will do what it says, and you'll make your way prosperous and have good success. But it starts from the mouth. Hallelujah. Glory to God forevermore. When we take time out to confess God's word, we are not playing. We know what it's about. In the years to come, you will live in the harvest of the things you're saying. You will surely live in the harvest of the things you're saying. Do you know your mouth is so powerful that Satan will have to put your mouth under pressure for him to have access to your life? He would have to. And some believers don't know this. That you see, the things that are happening on the outside, the things that Satan is sponsoring around you, one of his entry point, one of the things he's trying to achieve is to put your mouth under pressure. To say something that is contrary to what God has said. Because until you say that, he doesn't have access to your life. He doesn't. That was the story of Job. When you read Job, the book of Job with the religious eyes, you don't know what has happened there. You don't know what happened there. Satan couldn't gain access until there was a breach in the spirit. The Bible says the tongue, it says the mouth is says something about the mouth being the fruit of the tree of life. It says, but perverseness thereof is a breach in the spirit. Perverseness thereof is a breach in the spirit. Perverseness thereof is a breach in the spirit. Job said, I was not in safety and I wasn't quiet about it. I shouted it. Ah, I think something is wrong. I'm not safe. Oh, we are not safe in this place. We are not safe. I don't know. We are not safe. This security issue. This is how something will happen. Somebody will just break into the house. You are conditioning your experience. Oh. You are saying it. Listen, the Bible says every sheep is driven of fierce winds. Hi. Every sheep is driven of fierce winds. But the wind doesn't set the direction. The rudder does. Every sheep is driven of fierce winds. Meaning the pressure, the things that are happening around have a part to play in driving you. But the direction is set by the things you see. We were not conditioned to say what we see. We can only say it if it's consistent with the word of God. If it's not, we discard it. You know what the Bible calls it? Evil reports. It says, when you say what you see that is incongruous with the testimony of God's word, you are having an evil report. Remember the 10 spies that were sent, the 12 rather, to spy the Canaan? They came back. 2 had a separate report, a report of faith. 10. The Bible says they came with evil reports. And my question had always been, what they said, was it not what they saw? Talk to me, church. Did they lie? Did they lie? They didn't. They practically voiced what they saw. They practically voiced what their eyes saw. And what they felt as a result of what they saw. They go to the promised land. They say, oh, this land flows with milk and honey as we were told. Yay! But there are giants here. They are so big that when we stood by their side, we were like grasshoppers in our own sight. They saw something. Because of what they saw, they felt something and they gave voice to it. You know what God called it? An evil report. An evil report. An evil report. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. An evil report. Let it soak. Don't say anything that is not consistent with the word of God. Hallelujah. Are you following me? Train your mouth that way. Let me tell you, is this serious? A Christian who has not learned how to align his mouth with the word of God will have an unproductive prayer life. It will affect even your prayer life. You'll be praying and not seeing answers to your prayer because you have not tamed your tongue. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 37. I think we'll read that and then we'll get to the next point. Ezekiel 37. Now, you know, some of the things I'm saying falls under the category of affirmation and confession. Amen. But let's talk a little about prophecy. What is prophecy? Prophecy is speaking God's word with power, right? Prophecy is different from confession. The confession is to prepare you for prophecy. The confession is to give the raw materials. Last week I told you that you keep talking and talking and talking God's word until God's word starts talking back to you. And that word talking back to you is what we call rhema. Amen. That's what we call rhema. Rhema is the spoken specific word for now. It is person specific and situation specific. It just comes alive in your spirit, and then you pick it from your spirit on your lip. You know that God is talking to you. That is Rhema. When that is spoken under the anointing of God's spirit, that is what we call prophecy. Are you listening? And that is giving vent to the word of God in a known tongue. You are speaking the same thing that God is saying in a known tongue. That is prophecy. Do you know that according to 1 Corinthians chapter 14, every Christian should prophesy? Paul, by the Spirit, voiced the desire of God that every Christian, he expects every part of the church to have one gift: prophecy. 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 Prophecy is different from word of knowledge. Prophecy simply means speaking forth. Is a vocal gift. Speaking forth the word of God with power. It can come on the wings of word of knowledge. It can come on the wings of word of wisdom. But it's different. That word spoken forth with power is prophecy. And listen, it has the ability to change anything. When we get to the arena of prophecy, anything is possible. When a believer starts prophesying, and always the anointing comes upon you, and you're seeing yourself in your room, in church, speaking words of God with power, those things are coming to pass shortly. Ezekiel 37 from verse 1. From this service, in this service, everyone is going to prophesy. No, last week we didn't have much time. You will prophesy. You will pray in tongues and prophesy. And we'll see things happen. How many of you remember what happened at True Life Conference? Where people were giving word of knowledge and prophecies to their neighbors. How many of you remember? And you saw the remarkable testimonies. Why? We have to show you that this thing is in every believer. And it's a compass that controls your life. Let me tell you, a believer who has been speaking words and has nothing outside, give it time. You will always have more results in time than the believer who is not saying anything, who feels everything is okay. Do you know what you're enjoying as a product, a result of the things you've been speaking? So if you don't like what you're experiencing now, start speaking new ones. Start speaking new ones. What is important is not where you are. God told Abraham, he said, look from where thou art. Look northward. Look southward. Look west. Look east. You look from where you are and begin to speak words that will journey into the future. Words that will go and create your experiences next year. 2 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. You may be speaking those words with one shirt and trouser. You may be speaking those words just you're a tenant, you don't have a house of your own. And you are declaring, in the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm giving houses out. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I'm an owner of estates. By the Spirit, and you are speaking those words, they are coming to pass. They are coming to pass. You know, I tell people, it's not important what you don't have now. And listen, never judge people, especially believers who understand these principles. Don't judge them by what you see around them. There is more in the spirit. There is more they are building in the unseen realm than what your eyes can see. More than what your eyes. If you judge me by what you see here, you are deceived. I've gone past this place. Hope you know. As I'm standing here, I'm not here. I wish you knew. I'm not here. I'm not in Corinthian house. No, 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 no. Pastoring some hundreds. No, I'm not here. I'm not here. I'm building things in the spirit. I'm building structures in the spirit. Structures in the spirit. Very soon you see them being downloaded. You see them being manifested. Are you listening to me? So nobody should judge you by what you have around you, not what you don't have. I should judge you as a believer by the words you are speaking, the prophetic words you are releasing into the heavens. Glory to God forevermore. Because these things will become our realities. Will become our realities. Oh, some people didn't know you like nice things. because you are giving all your money to the gospel now and sowing and sowing and sowing. They say, ah, this brother, why is he always happy? He doesn't like nice things. They don't know what you are building. They don't know what you're building. They don't know what you're building. Glory to God forevermore. Is somebody listening to me? You should be able to speak and men of the senses laugh at you. That's just guys here. Seriously. You should be able to speak in a way that even some Christians that have faith, their hearts will shake. You know, some time ago, I was listening to Pastor Joe and he said something that touched me. He said he was in 92, he was in Lagos, he was in a meeting when Pastor Chris had just started in Lagos then. He said he was in their meeting, there were few of them in the meeting. Midweek service, there used to be 30, 40. Okay, 92 here, there used to be 30, 40 in midweek service. And he said he was in a meeting and then Pastor Ken, Pastor Chris' younger brother took mic. And he says, I see the stadium full. I see us penetrating nations with the power of God. He said he almost laughed. He was a president of a fellowship. He said he almost laughed. At least when you are in a place like this, there are 500 people and you are saying stadium. You know it's easy to believe. You are seeing 40 people. And you are standing with bold face, serious face. I'm talking about stadium. Penetrating nations with the gospel. He said honestly, he almost laughed. But you see, before his eyes, they came to pass. Until the stadium could not take them anymore. Do you understand? We call it building structures in the spirit. Building structures in the spirit. You may not have anything now physically. Ensure you have structures in the spirit. Somebody listen to me. Ensure you have structures in the spirit. Do your best though on the outside in the things you do. Go to school, get a certificate, but listen, ensure you have structures in the spirit. Do the things that can appeal to men. Do you understand? You know, I've taught you the principle of earthly relevance. Okay, you have to go to school. You have to understand the knowledge in school. Amen. Do you understand? You do those things, do the things you're supposed to do on earth, but ensure you have structures in the spirit. In time, heaven will produce for you those structures you have built in the spirit. In this life, I will walk on gold. I wash my feet in butter. The rocks pour me from rivers of oil. My horn is exalted like that of the unicorn. I'm mingled in fresh anointing. In the name of the Lord Jesus, my eyes will see the glory of God all the days of my life. Whatever I set my hands to do, prosper. Everything about me works. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the pleasure of the Lord prospers in my hands. You know I'm prophesying. When you speak forth these words, revealed to you under the anointing of the Spirit, that's prophecy. There has to be a change. First, in the unseen realm, then you download into the natural. You download into the natural. It's not nothing. You have a business, you have one employee. In fact, you are the sole proprietor. There is nobody safe. And then right in the place, you are shouting. This is a global brand. This is a global. Now, because you saw something from God's word, and that's why I had to establish that. You saw it. A little one shall become a thousand. A small one, a strong nation. Calabaya, a strong nation. As a ministry, we are a nation within nations. I have seen it. The days are coming when the presidents of nations will be looking for me. Presidents of nations, they'll be looking for us in this place. They'll be looking for us to teach them the wisdom of God, to show them how it is done. You know why? When result is consistent, a law is at work. Man cannot deny it. And wherever you are, if you like living in the forest, they'll beat a path to where you are. They will see the consistency of the results. They'll see that it's beyond the model that taught them in Harvard. It's beyond the model they were taught at Yale, at Cambridge, that will come. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
I see the kings of the nations come. I see the kings of the nations come. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now, some of you have words that you know came to you as personal prophecies, as rhema, and you wrote them down. They are not to stop in your books, in your notes. No. From time to time, pray in tongues, lift them from there and put them on your lips. Speak them until your eyes are red. Speak and speak and speak them until you feel the anointing. Oh, I'm crucified with him, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I live now, in this body, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself. Do you know what that means? If you are living by the faith of the Son of God, you will produce the result of the Son of God. Am I talking to someone? That is rhema for me. I speak it and I feel the anointing. The life that I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Therefore nothing can oppose me. No man shall be able to stand before me all the days of my life. No government shall be able to crush me. It's not possible. No system on the earth can subdue me. Rather I swallow them up. It doesn't matter which nation I am. No government can swallow me. In the name of Jesus. The life I live now, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Is somebody listening? Let your mouth talk all the time. Do you know, according to the Bible, if you can talk like this, you will prosper. You will succeed. Nothing, just you talk. You know, in the New Testament, the word profession is used in place of confession sometimes. You know what that means? That means talking is, it can be a profession. They say talk is cheap. Talk is not cheap. Oh. Ask Feladro to ask DB. Is here? Is talk cheap? Is empty talk that is cheap? When you put excellence, love, greatness, wisdom into your words, it's not cheap. It's not cheap. It's not cheap. Shagabala kapata kapa. Ezekiel 37. Mante kepo raba kepo sushoto kepalabaya. The miracles you have to see today, you will prophesy to before I start speaking the words. If you came here sick in your body, you will reveal the healing through your mouth. You will reveal it. You came here needing a step up. Oh, you will speak. You will speak, and through those words, you will set the course that you will follow. You will set your path. You will create highways in the spirit. Is somebody listening to me? You create highways in the spirit. And the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Next verse. And caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley. And lo, they were very dry. You see the hopeless condition? You can see the hopelessness. You can be seated. It's the picture of hopelessness. 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 Lo, they were very dry. Next verse. And he said unto me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord God, thou knowest. Next verse. What a wise answer. Again he said, I want you to follow now. Again he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones. And say unto them. Listen, bones are inanimate. Just a bunch of calcium and some other things inside. The Bible said they were very dry, meaning nothing fresh. Are you listening? He said, prophesy upon these bones. Prophesy. Prophesy. Prophesy upon these bones. And say unto them. You mean we can talk to dry things?
Yes.
You mean we can talk to inanimate things? Do you know this means you can talk to your business? You know this means you can talk to your bank accounts? You can talk to your house? You can talk to a piece of land? Haven't you read the prophet? He said, "Hear, O earth, hear the voice of the Lord." Listen, it's only natural men who think that inanimate things don't hear. Listen, when God created them, He put a code in them. We call it a sound code. They were sound coded.
Yes, sir.
It means when you begin the same frequency, they'll respond. Oh, God. This is why He could talk to the dry bones. Many things to learn from here. One of the things is this. Listen, when God spoke, nothing happened. Because the things He spoke to the bones were spoken by God. He said, "Prophesy to these bones and say unto them." Put it up for me. "Say unto them, all ye dry bones, hear the word of the Lord." Next verse. Now, this was the Spirit of the Lord talking to him. "Thus hear the Lord. Thus hear the Lord God. Unto these dry bones, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live." Next verse. "And I will lay sinews upon you, and will bring up flesh upon you, and cover you with skin, and put breath in you, and ye shall live. And ye shall know that I am the Lord." You know, the Lord was speaking to the bones. But when you are speaking, nothing happens. See, look at the next verse. God has been speaking. But people's lives don't change like that. They have to carry what God has said and say it. Look at this. He says, "So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as the Lord prophesied." Talk to me, church. "As the Lord prophesied." "As the Lord said." Is that what happened? No. "As I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking." Meaning, there was a response. When I began to say the same thing that God said, can you see? In the earth realm, what God says is not as important as what you see. If you don't give voice to what God has said, you may not see anything happen. God was talking. The dry bones were there, but nothing happened until He said what God said. He said, "As I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking. And the bones came together, bone to his bones." The bones had to wait for a man on earth to speak. Because that is God's order. That is God's order. The angels cannot do anything. The Spirit of God cannot move until words are spoken by the lips of faith. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
"As I prophesied, there was a noise and a rattling." Next verse. "Bone to his bone." Verse 8. "Oh, hallelujah." He says, "And when I beheld, lo, the sinews." So he spoke these words. He began to see response. What followed? "The sinews and the flesh came up upon them. And the skin covered them above. But there was no breath in them." Look at the next thing. "Then said he unto me," who is the he that the Lord? "Then said the Lord unto me, prophesy unto the wind." Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness. Cannot Christians cannot see this? You mean a man can talk to the winds? Meaning I stand in front of my house and I look. You know what the wind is? You can't see it. It's invisible. So someone is standing and talking to something that is invisible. You know that the sons of darkness understand this. But believers have not understood this. You still want to be cool, calm, collected. You don't want to offend anybody. You want to act nicely. I don't want anybody to say I'm insane. You are joking. It means you are not interested in your inheritance. Prophesy to the wind. Wind? Wind, invisible. Invisible. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If we know what we can do with our words, with the word of God that we give voice to, there's nothing impossible. You remember in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3, when he was talking about faith, verse 2 says, "Through faith the elders obtained the good reports." And verse 2 revealed the first elder, which is God. That even God lived like that. He said, "Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the rhema, the spoken word of God." He says, "So that the things which are seen were not made of things which do appear." My goodness. The things which are seen, not made of things which do appear. Meaning invisible things. Like the words that were spoken, produce the things that we see. Can you see? You can no longer say you are not starting because there's no capital. You can no longer say that. You'll be lying. You can no longer say, oh, I can't do this because there's nobody to help me. You are lying. You can no more excuses. He has said that you can stay in your room and create things by the spoken word. You can stay in your room and arrange the circumstances. You can be shouting, the earth is mine and the clients thereof. The earth is mine and the customers thereof, whichever one you need. And shouting, they are tracing me to my doorstep. In the name of the Lord Jesus, institutions are looking for me. Governments are looking for me. Yes, they are looking for my services. They are looking for my products. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You can't talk like that under the anointing and things not change. It's not possible. God is not a liar. When he says this is going to happen, it's going to happen. Prophesy into the winds. Prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say unto the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon the slain that they may live. Verse 10, and the last verse. So I prophesied as he commanded me. And the breath came, my goodness. Until he said it, the breath did not come. The breath came into them, and they lived, and stood up upon their feet, an exceeding great army. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
The Bible says the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing, asunder of the soul and the spirit, right? The bones and the marrows. Is a discerner of the thoughts and the intents. You know what he's saying? That do you know the words you speak in prophecy are the words of God? And they will command the same power. Meaning, oh my goodness, prophecy can cut out anything. Any growth. You talk to it, I've done it many times. That's how I live. How do you think I live in this wicked world? How do you think I live? I told you in the last 15, 16 years, I'm not taking half Panadol. How do you think I live? Is it because symptoms or diagnosis did not come to me? You are joking. If I tell you some of them, you'll be scared. But they were cut out by this word. Cut out. Do you understand? Meaning, see, including a ledge that doesn't work. You know, there's a place of just ministering, they are not the best are walking. And there's a place of looking at legs that are withered and talking to them consistently until they begin to walk. Glory to God forevermore. Oh, I remember the story of the dear man of God. I believe I've told you before. Suddenly the daughter got crippled. Suddenly, young girl stopped walking. The doctors couldn't find what happened. He told his wife, I'll do my part, but you spend more time with her. Talk to the leg every day. The legs every day. Every day. Say, legs, you are strengthened. You will walk, you will jump, you will run. He said, sometimes you'll be in his office. And now you remember, and start shouting and talking. And as I sit down and show him the picture of his daughter on the wheelchair, and he shout, no! She will walk, she will run, she will jump. And then the staff will come and say, Pastor, is everything okay? I'm fine. In the name of Jesus. One day. The Bible says, faith is the victory that brings the world on its knees before us in absolute surrender. Faith is the victory. One day she stood on her feet and began to walk. She began to walk with tears. Said, Daddy, I can walk. Just like that. No medicine. No doctors. They finished what they could do. Oh, am I talking to someone this morning? Prophecy. You will determine the direction of your life. These are things you do consistently. You don't say, you only prophesy when the Spirit comes upon you. Make the Spirit come upon you. You know how to make the Spirit come upon you. Holy Ghost, rise. Pray in tongues. You are a student, you are 100 level, and you are seeing first class. Or you are 300 level, the first class is looking bleak. You reconstruct it too. I have many stories to tell you. You reconstruct it. Oh God. Thank you, Jesus. The power of these words. I told you about a theater student who wanted law. I believe you remember this story. He wants law. Say, receive law in the name of Jesus. Accreditation thing came for theater accreditation. They didn't have what it takes. They closed the department and distributed the students to different departments. He landed in law. I have stories to tell you. You think it's coincidence? Arrived in law departments like that. Prophecy. When we prophesy, listen, he said dry bones. When we prophesy, the whole world may be against you. Everything may be against you. All you need is a light in your heart. Once you get that glimmer of light, that glimmer of light, that revelation, that insight, you know that this is what God wants. But this is not what is happening. And then you hold on to that light as unto a light that shines in the dark place, right? Until the day dawns and the day star rises in your hearts. The day will dawn. Oh, can I get an amen? Amen. Prophesy. I'm going places in the name of Jesus. The days are coming when I will not know how much I have. In the name, the money will be too much. I will not know how much I have. In the name of the Lord Jesus. All over the world will be writing about me and making money. I've been talking like this, oh. The days are coming when I will not know how much I have. The days are coming when I will not know how many people I pay school fees for. I can't count them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. You are prophesying. So the question is, what do you see? This is how to get there. You prophesy. Oh, you prophesy. Liba koko susha. Back on campus, we prophesy. The Lord has given us the radio waves. The Lord has given us television. The Lord has given us the internet. In the name of Jesus, we will subdue nations with it. And we are still prophesying. We'll pray and prophesy. Pray and prophesy. You are single. Instead of being afraid, am I going to marry right now? Prophesy to your legs. Say, these legs cannot carry me to the wrong house. In the name of Jesus. Is somebody listening to me? Don't do pity party. You pro, I feel the anointing on me. I feel the anointing of God's Spirit. Listen, nobody should live here with a sickness in his body, specifically. No. With a condition in your body. A condition that has to do with doctors. Nobody should live here with it. The anointing of God's Spirit is here. Our compassionate Jesus is here. Speak in tongues. Oh, hallelujah. Speak in tongues right where you are seated. Barabonda liga bonda sosho brakta kepa. Oh, I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. Shaka pala bonda sushta brokta kiras. Monda kebo sushutuku breka bo sushutuke. Marabonda ko sushutuke pa. Horabada leda bosses the procta liga bosses. Monte kibarabunda susto brecta capos. Horabada leda bosses to coparabacapa. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Sabrunda Jesus to Brata Kepo. Malaka Brunda Kepo Sushoto Keparabakapo. Monta Kebrunda Kepo Sushoto Keprakapo Susha. Liga Brunda Kepo Sushoto Brata Keposa. Barabakapo Sushoto Kepa. He alalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalalal Maria le 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 bo sala da 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 bo. Elia le le bo sala da 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 bo sa. Ele le 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 bo sala da 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 da. Mala da 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 bo sala da 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 bo sa. Mala da. Mala da 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 bo sa. Hoya la bo sa sha sa da 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 da. Hoya la bo sa ka la da da ba. Iare banane re bo so na 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 bo sa. Shaka pata mola te kapa. Mola te pasi da kapa. Hoya la da 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 bo sa na 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 na. Zalia ka braka po sa ta la da da bo. Malia lo sa da 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 bo. Hey, Maria Terebosa, na 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 bos. Sula gabo ya gabo, susha satalara bos. Malara bos, susho tolera bosa. When you begin to feel those words well up in your heart, release them. Speak them forth. Speak them forth. Speak them forth. Maya la capo susho toko brakapo. Maria lo copo susha talara baba baba baba. Malaga bos susha talara babosa. Maria lo susha talara babos. Malaga bos susha talara babos. Maria kabro da di da dos susha. Maria lo susha talara baba. Pray, pray. Let it well up. Strengthen the wind within your spirit. Shakapa. Hey, shakapata. Matekepo. Rakata pate. Shakata. Leto pati kata shakata baliata
shakata palagoda
yaka
piko palagoda pisale
palago
eh shakika
piko
palagoda
leto
kata kata
kata
kata kata kata
kata
kata
kata kata
kata kata
kata
kata kata kata kata kata kata kata kata kata kata kata kata kata kata kata
I, in the next 90 seconds, you are going to prophesy. You may be seated, you may be standing. Some of you are feeling words. Words for some of you is an activation of the word the Lord gave you years ago, months ago, weeks ago, days ago. For some of you, is a fresh word that is coming about your life, your destiny, your family, your business. I want you under the anointing, Kalaboskata. I want you to speak it forth. Speak it forth.
I release
love of prophecy.
You are laying hold. That's what is happening. Keep the tongues in your mouth. Keep the tongues in your mouth. Shakapra kaposu shoto kepra. Malakapra kaponza shakapa. The power of God is here. There are seven people here that the Lord is separating you for new possibilities. Lift your hands, everyone. Seven new possibilities. It means you are breaking barriers in an unusual way. Now those seven people, close your eyes, everyone. The power of God is going to locate them. The power of God is going to locate them. As I mentioned, Jesus, and count three. Malakaposushotokepa. I want the ushers to count them for me. By the time they are up to seven, you let me know. Lift your hands, everyone. There's such an anointing here. Nobody is living here the same. No force. No force. No hindering force. No hindering force. No hindering force.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Shakapate. Likatopati. Letokapata. Shakatoba likata. Letopatilata. New possibilities. At the count of three. Letepato one. Shagabalarabo two. Some of you it has been. I really said this. Some of these family limitations, Kalabasata, are central limitations. As though there is an embargo on progress in your house. You have looked round and looked round. Shakapatiaka, I stand here in the name of Jesus. As a sent one, Shagebata, I leave those embargoes. That's right. Rack up on new possibilities. Free. Jesus! Jesus!
Jesus!
Jesus!
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Lekopas. Jefila Tosca. Lekopati. Zaligabo, that's right. Help that sister over there. Likapora Batilata. Shagabalatos. Likapora Bata. New possibilities. Help her. New possibilities. I see in the spirit. Shakatas. Likopatis. Likopalita. I declare a mighty visitation upon your household. Shalagabranda kapo. It is things to start erupting from different places. Likabarabagadosa. Those of you here, lift your hands. New possibilities. Some of you begin to handle monies that you've never seen before. Father, your father has never seen before. Resources that will put tears in your eyes. Supernatural liftings. Not by power, not by might, but by the Spirit. At the count of three, from the front to the back, I announce a new season. That's right. 1, 2, 3. Take. New possibilities. Your heart is enlarged. Your capacity is increased. Your heart is enlarged. The inner pictures have changed. And the experience has changed. Shakatas. Letobas. Likas ketosh. Take. Help them. Shakapala rabosa. Lift your hands up. Take. New possibilities. The pleasure of the Lord prospers in your hands. Lick up our mighty works. Let us. Shakapa. Lekapronda kapa. Lick up, lift your hands up. If our impartations are happening, it's no joke. The Lord is upgrading us. The prophetic upgrade has started. Can I pray for your businesses and the work of your hands? Whatever you do, lift your hands. Shakapa, rokepatis, lekepros keshtepa, likepo. I stand in the name of Jesus. I pray for you. Lepo rapasishateke proketosa, likepa. That which your hand is doing, the Bible calls it the pleasure of the Lord. I stand here and I prophesy that the pleasure of the Lord prospers in your hands. That the pleasure of the Lord prospers in your hands. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, like I saw in the visions, out of these places, governors and nobles are rising. In the name of Jesus, I open the hearts of men to the work of your hands. I open the hearts of institutions to the work of your hands. I open the hearts of government to the work of your hands. I open the heart of organizations to the work of your hands. In the name of Jesus, I release a clock of favor. In the name of Jesus, upon you and upon what you represent. You are leaving this service upgraded in the spirit. Upgraded with the results showing materially. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Likapurabakapa. every negative picture in your mind. Pictures from your childhood. Pictures from upbringing. Negative pictures. Lift your hands, everyone. I'm about to set some pictures on fire. Every picture that doesn't paint the plans and purposes of God. Every picture that blurs and obscures the original picture of your destiny. It may be an experience in the past. It may be your background. La Toba Sita. I stand in the name of Jesus. I stand in the name of Jesus. And I release fire upon those pictures. In the name of Jesus. I stand and I release new pictures upon your mind. New pictures of possibilities upon your minds in the name of Jesus. Suddenly your capacity is enlarged. In the name of Jesus. You are making progress. You are moving forward. I say you are making progress. You are moving forward. With giant strides, you are making progress. In the name of Jesus. The things you are trusting God to do this year, the Lord is exceeding them. Your goals are your target for the year. The Lord is exceeding them suddenly. In the name of Jesus. The next way I'm about to pray for you is serious. Helpers of destiny, lift your hands up. Helpers of destiny. Listen, brothers and sisters, there is such a thing as the ministry of men. I don't care where you are now. You may look like a nobody, but when God begins to stir the hearts of men towards you, listen, there's such a thing as the ministry of men. One important equation in the equation, important component in the equation of success is the supply of helpers of destiny. People in whose eyes you have found favor, lift your hands. You may be a student in school. You may be a civil servant. You may be running a small business. I don't care what you are doing now. Listen, the anointing upon the prophet can release helpers of destiny. I stand upon this place. Do you believe that? Lift your hands. Do you believe that? Listen, it matters who likes you. It matters who likes you. I stand here. Lift your hands. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, whose I am and whose I serve. Every hand lifted here. Everyone under the sound of my voice. I stand here. I release to them. Kalaboskata. Lekopostota. Help us of their destinies. Help us of their destinies. In the name of Jesus. I decree and declare. That before this month is over. Some of them will begin to look for you. You will begin to collide with them. In the name of Jesus. They will begin to find you. In the name of Jesus. I release helpers for you. Helpers of that vision. Helpers of that business. Helpers of that idea. Shakatas. Letobataka. Letobatika. Help us with the resources that you desire. Help us with the knowledge that you desire. Lega, come. Shagabas. Letobaskita. Shagwati. I release helpers for you. Lekaposotokepa. Help us that will stop at nothing. Until they see that you are comfortable. Until they see that what God has told you come to pass. I release them to you in the name of Jesus. From this service, the glory of the Lord is upon you as a crown. From this service, the glory of the Lord is upon you as a crown. In the name of Jesus. There's somebody here from this service. Your description will be in quotes, small but mighty. People say, Kai, you don't look like your results. How old do you say you are again? I prophesy to someone, small but mighty. The David's anointing is upon you. You are removing the reproach that those who have gone ahead of you could not remove. In the name of Jesus. Shakapala kaposka. Malakaponda kipala kapandiakata. Mata kaponda kapatoska. Listen. There's somebody here, you had a dream. You were blindfolded in the dream. That's what I see in the spirit. Somebody blindfolded you like this in the dream. It looked like a joke, but the spirit of God says it's no joke. I need to pray for you. Who is the person? You were blindfolded in the dream. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is healing someone. Come out now. If you are the person, somebody blindfolded, because this morning I was when I saw somebody blindfolded you like this in a dream. Either with a hand or with a cloth, I can't remember. Come and stand here. The Lord is healing somebody of ankle bone. I don't know whether it's a dislocation. It's. Who is the person? The Lord is touching you right now. There's somebody here. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Keep the tongues in your mouth. There's somebody here. You said, if at this morning you prayed in your heart, you said, Lord, one thing I'm asking for, if you can take this fear from my heart. This fear. I don't know what the fear is about. Come out. Let me lay hands on you. You prayed this morning. Lord, it is one thing. If you can take this fear from my heart. Not everybody who has fear. You prayed this morning. In your heart, Lord, if you can take this fear from my heart, when I lay hands on you to be God, you had a dream. Somebody blindfolded. How? Talk to me. You'll use a towel to blindfold you. When did that happen? Eh? Last night. I saw it this morning. Now, how can you? You are not clapping. How can you explain it? How can you explain this? You know, come and read this. I wrote this down this morning. Because the Lord showed me. He said somebody had a dream. And you were blindfolded. Can you see this? Come out. It's not a joke. Two things. The Bible said the thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and to destroy. The first thing, they wanted to cover your eyes from seeing the possibilities. You will stand and things will be passing and you can't see it. Number two, it was to cause you to sleep the sleep of death. But it will not happen. God sent me here. Lift your two hands. Your eyes are open to see opportunities. To see what the Lord is doing around you. The days of spiritual blindness are over. In the name of the Lord Jesus. And I declare you will not sleep the sleep of death. You will live long and strong and fulfilled and satisfied life. Jesus. Jesus. Sakapa, bring her back. Shaka pronda kepata. And these eyes will never go blind. They are open continually to see physically and to see spiritually. And I break that bondage of Satan. It's broken. You are free. In the name of Jesus. You are free. You are free. You are free. Shaka paladabosa. You devils of darkness, you have no hold over this life. She's one that the Lord died for. I challenge the darkness with the light of God. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Those of you fear, you say fear, lift your hands. I'll just rush and lay my hands on you. Hold her so that she doesn't fall. It's gone from you. 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 Gone from you. Gone from you. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I declare all of you, you are free. In the name of Jesus. You are free. For the Lord has gone ahead of you. He has made every crooked path straight. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Who else? What else did I call out? Okay, pain on the heel. Thank you, Jesus. Put the tongues in your mouth. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Can we reverence God's presence? This thing is not felt anywhere. No, don't clap. Just reverence, lift your hand, say something to him in tongues. Play softly. Thank you, Lord Jesus. I see somebody in prison being released. I don't know who is the person. We have had this case before where somebody's brother was released from prison. Someone's loved one is released from prison. I'm seeing pardon. Write it down. Write today's date down. Who is the person? We are the one who's on close to you is in prison. Just I saw pardoned and the person was released. I saw the person standing and looking back. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. It's a new season for us. New possibilities. Supernatural upgrades. New possibilities. New possibilities. Thank you, Jesus. You know, I can maybe if I embarrass. Kai, no, that's not what I saw. Lift your hands. It's something very strange. You know, it's not really so nice, but under this anointing, I don't know when I leave here with the anointing will lift. The hand of the Lord is going to come upon someone. The Lord is delivering someone in a dream. Somebody gave you fecal matter. You ate poo. I was worried when I saw it. I was concerned rather when I saw it. Like fecal matter, and you were wondering what is the meaning of this. You know what we call fecal matter? Poo poo in a dream. Close your eyes, everyone, and lift your hands. Father, in the name of Jesus. Honestly, trust me, if it's left for me, I will never mention this kind of thing. Father, in the name of Jesus. Precious Holy Spirit, you showed me and you showed that you may deliver. I don't know who the person is, where the person is, but let your fire deliver that person right now from that bondage of darkness. Let your fire. Let your fire rest upon that person. In the name of the Lord Jesus. I speak to every troubled home. If you meet me after now, I don't know whether I can help you. I don't know, but I pray for you. I speak to every troubled home, every troubled marriage, every troubled family. In the name of the Lord Jesus, I speak peace. I speak peace. I speak peace. The Bible talks about the Messiah turning the heart of the fathers to sons and the heart of sons to the father. I stand and I declare. The heart of husbands are turned to wives. The heart of wives are turned to husbands. The heart of children are turned to their father. The heart of fathers are turned to their children. In the name of the Lord Jesus, long-standing family conflicts are resolved. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody just got, believe me when I say this. I don't know why the Spirit of God is doing this, but he has heard the cry of someone. The word I give now, just before the last one, is for someone about eating something in the dream. Somebody just got healed now. Because I'm seeing, oh dear Lord Jesus. Somebody just got healed of bedwetting. You are an adult in your 20s. You are healed.
You are healed. That embarrassment is over. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for new jobs. I see 5 new jobs. I see a bank job among the 5. I see a lecturing job among the 5. Lecturing. I see somebody being given a lecturing job. You apply to lecture, it is given to you. Or you desire to lecture, it is given to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. In the name, oh dear Lord. I'm seeing immigration. Immigration. I don't know who the person is who applied for job in immigration. I'm seeing immigration. I'm seeing the spelling immigration. It's yours. In the name of Jesus. At least 5 jobs, that's what I say. You come and share. You know, there was a week. In 2 days, we had 5 jobs here. 5 jobs. Father, we give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. Just quickly, in case you still want me to pray for you, not come out, but right where you are, pain, diagnosis, in any part of your body. One of the things that God has appointed me to do is to heal the sick. Amen. And that's why I do it. Just where you are, put your hand there. Just put your hand there where you are. I'm going to curse it. Then you will come out. Okay, you meet Pastor Peter and give your testimonies afterwards. We don't have time to take. Oh, dear Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Put your hand there. Close your eyes, everyone. If it's in a place you can't put your hand, lay your hand on your head or on your stomach. That ulcer is gone. That ulcer is gone. You see that the pain stopped instantly. That headache is gone. That migraine headache is gone. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. As a lady here, you have issues with your menstrual stuff. Let me describe it. It's not just irregular. You have not seen it for some months and you are not pregnant. Okay. It does like that. The hand of the Lord is coming upon you now. In the name of Jesus. 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 I see a lump in the breast being healed. I see a lump in the breast being healed. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God for it. I see a lump being healed. I know what I'm saying. A lump. In the name of Jesus, you can go out now. Please, let's do this. We're not joking. Go out now. Check yourself. Check yourself. You see that it's gone. And come back and give your test. You can go out. You check yourself. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can we reverence God's presence? Don't look at your time. Just reverence God's presence. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Low back pain is healed. Lord, we give you praise. We give you praise. If you know that the Lord touched you as I was praying for the sick, just come out quickly. Come out quickly. The Lord touched you as I was praying. Thank you. From the beginning of the prayer, not just when I started praying for the sick, the Lord touched you. You are checking it. You are sensing the Lord touching you. Just come out quickly. Come out to this side and to that side very quickly. Very quickly. Very quickly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Check it where you put your hand. You can begin to do what you could not do before. It will look like a dream. It will happen. Thank you, Jesus. Who is the person with the ulcer pain? Ulcer. Did you come here with the pain? Where is the pain? Somewhere here. Lift your hands. check it. Begin to check it. Stand here and check it. Begin to do what you cannot do before. Guide him. Tell him what to do. Thank you, Jesus. Please. I said you can come out. Thank you, Jesus. Anybody received healing or nobody was sick? You don't need to be sick. Anybody, but I gave some cases. Come. What is yours? Come. Okay, meet him. Has the Lord touched you yet? Meet him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Can you give the Lord praise? Don't look at me like that. Give the Lord praise.
It's gone.
Where is the pain? The pain, where is it? Yeah. It has disappeared.
He's
sir.
An adult. He's an adult. Toothache.
Hallelujah. Let me share this with you to encourage you. This young man was a Muslim who got born again. They poisoned him 3 weeks ago, right? He's no more at home. We have taken him from the house. They poisoned him 3 weeks ago. 4 weeks ago, he ate the food. He didn't die. His younger sister and their neighbors ate it and died. The case was in court. Some of our brethren have to go to court because the neighbors had to take his dad to court. From Tuesday service, they poisoned his food. He ate the food and left it unknowingly. Some children, younger sister, and the neighbor's daughter came and ate and died that day. Is somebody here? This thing is real. It's real. Just lift your hands and say, Father, thank you. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We bless your holy name. We adore you. It's a new season for you. For your business, for what you represent. Are you ready? For what you represent, for what you do. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Give the Lord a shout of praise. If you are seated, I want you to jump to your feet and give the Lord the loudest shout of praise and hallelujah you can. Glory! I can't hear you. Some of you are still sitting down. Just give the Lord a shout, the loudest shout of glory. If you know there is an upgrade for you, I want you to shout at the top of your voice to the glory of the Lord. Glory! Glory! Woo! Glory! I have changed levels. Somebody shout yes!
For more messages and information, log on to our website www.theembassyofheaven.org. Stay blessed.